ओम नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय। सिक्स कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम 15 चैप्टर विच इज एंटाइटल्ड नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु। टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। न दृश्यन्ते मनोभवाः कर्माभिर्ध्यायतो नाना कर्माणि मनसो भवान्। Расследованный преподобный Бахис Дэвайн Грейс, Эйси Бхактивиданта с вами Шри Прупада. Шри Прупада Кинджи. These visible objects, like wife, children and property, are like dreams or mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform further activities. Purport. Everything material is a mental concoction because it is sometimes visible and sometimes not. At night, when we dream of tigers and snakes, they are not actually present, but we are afraid because we are affected by what we envision in our dreams. Everything material is like a dream because it actually has no permanent existence. Srila Vishnatva Chakravarti Thakura writes as follows in his commentary: Arthena Vyagra Sarpadina Vinayva Drishyamanaha Svapnadi Bange Sati Nadrishyante Tativam Daradayo Vastava Vastu Bhutaha Svapnadayo Vastu Bhutascha Sarve Manobhavaha Manovasana Janyatvan Manobhavaha. At night, one dreams of tigers and snakes, and while dreaming, he actually sees them. But as soon as the dream is broken, they no longer exist. Similarly, the material world is a creation of our mental concoctions. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. And by mental concoctions, we discover many objects of enjoyment because our minds are absorbed in material things. This is why we receive various bodies. According to our mental concoction, we walk in various ways, desiring various achievements, and by nature and the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana daiva netrena, we get the advantages we desire. Thus, we become more and more involved with material concoctions. This is the reason for our suffering in the material world. By one kind of activity, we create another, and they are all products of our mental concoctions. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to beg for the mercy, for blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas. I feel myself very much embarrassed to speak in such a holy assembly. So many saintly Vaishnavas are there, and such a place, such a seat in which many spiritual masters, many Maharajas, many great souls would give classes. So for me, it's very, very much embarrassing. So I just beg for your mercy. And also, I would like to forgive for my English. It's difficult for me to express myself in English language, so excuse me if I make some mistakes. So, we continue to read Srimad Bhagavatam, and this chapter is very important for us to see how Maharaj Chitraketu, he receives these instructions from Narada Muni and Angira Muni, and his mood is very important, and the way in which Narada Muni and Angira Muni behaved with him in order to deliver him this spiritual knowledge is also very important. So, but this verse is a little bit philosophical. It gives us the very root cause of our suffering in this material world. And we know that by our nature, we are spiritual souls. We are part and parcels of Krishna. And in the spiritual world, every one of us, we have some relationships with Krishna. And the very nature of soul is desires. In the spiritual world, everyone has only one desire. This is to satisfy Krishna, to please Him, to serve Him. And because of this desire, he's staying in this spiritual world. He doesn't want anything. Doesn't want anything else. He just wants to serve Krishna. But at the same time, spiritual soul has some independence. We have our independent desire. Krishna doesn't force us to serve Him. We can do everything we like. And because of that, we may have some other desire. They may come in our mind. Like example is given when one is son of a very rich man, and he has everything, all facility for life, or for everything he needs, he wants, he can achieve, he can get. But still, he becomes drug. He started to take drugs. Why is it so? He has everything, but he has some special taste for these drugs. He wants to taste it. He wants to get some special taste of these drugs or alcohol or anything else. So, and he may start to commit some sinful activities. It's his choice. He can do this. And father, he doesn't force him. He tries to convince him to don't do this, but he doesn't force him, because love is love must be voluntary. We cannot love by force, and therefore we can have this desire, and because of this desire, we start thinking, okay, Krishna, he is in the center of this spiritual world, but why he? Why not me? And we want to also to enjoy in the same way, like Krishna is in the center. We want to put ourselves in the center. And this mentality is contradicts with mentality of the spiritual world. Therefore, we have to leave spiritual world, and we have to go to some other place. And because of that, Krishna creates this material world. And this material world is created in very special way. So, like I told that, in the very root of our coming in this material world is desire to enjoy. So, and we want to enjoy. But because we came from the spiritual world, we want to enjoy in some particular way. Like in sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the prayers of demigods, there are four causes or karanas given of all kinds of activities. Nimitta karana, upadana karana, artha vishesha karana, and svarupena pradhana karana. Nimitta karana is an immediate cause. Like we have, for example, if we take some clay pot, we want to create some clay pot. So, and one who is making this clay pot, potter, he's an immediate cause. So his hands, his utils, his instruments which he's using in order to make this. So he's making some special shape of this clay pot. Then we have upadana karana. Upadana karana is imminent or ingredient cause. Pot is made of clay, so this is an ingredient of making this pot. Then we have artha vishesha karana. Artha vishesha karana means the purpose of making this pot. Why we making this pot? We want to carry some liquid, right? Some water, some milk, or some anything else. So, and therefore, because of that, we create this object, clay pot. And then svarupena pradhana karana. It's like design, like special brand, special kind of pots. Because pots, clay pots may be different. It may be like this, round. It may be like this. It may be different. Therefore, it's a special design. So in the same way, for this material world, there are all these four causes And like we told that Artha Vishesha Karana, the purpose of creating this material world is to satisfy our desire to enjoy this world, to give opportunity for those rebellious souls who left Krishna, left spiritual world, to be in this world and fulfill their desire. Then we have Nimitta Karana. Krishna, in his incarnation of Purusha Avataras, he becomes, and then by demigods, by all Brahma, he creates this material world, he makes it. Then Upadana Karana. Krishna also becomes this world. He provides all material elements in order to create this world. So, and but Svarupena Pradhana Karana, design of creating this material world, is dependent of our desires, of our, because when we live in spiritual world, we have some memory how is going on in the spiritual world. We have some understanding, some principles that, for example, in the spiritual world, there are some airplanes, there are some trees, there are some animals. So we want to enjoy of this. And because of that, we want to have it in the material world. And because of this, material world is creating like a reflection of spiritual world. But because our desire to enjoy separately from Krishna is perverted desire, is not according to our nature, because our nature is to serve Krishna, but we want to enjoy ourselves. This world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Like in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Utvam Ulam Atakshakam Ashvatkam Prahuravayam Chandam Siyasya Parlani Yastam Veda Savidanit Savidavit. He describes this banyan tree of this material world, and he tells that roots of this trees are growing upstairs in upward direction, and the branches are going into downward direction. So everything is upside down. So, and the Srila Prabhupada in his purport, he explains, like we see trees and we see reflection of these trees in the water of some lake or anything, and this reflection is upside down. Everything is 180 degrees, turn it away. So, and he tells that in the same way, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world, but in which we don't have lake to reflect these trees. And he tells that this is a reflection in the water of desire of spiritual souls. They desire to enjoy, and therefore this world is created in this particular way. So, and then while creating this world, Lord Brahma, he knows all desires of living entities. He knows that they want to enjoy in some particular way, and because of that, is to say that his consciousness is like he can catch up all desires, all consciousness of all living entities which came in this material world, and according to this, he creates different kinds of bodies, he creates different kinds of objects of this world, he creates different kinds of planetary systems. So he creates all conditions in order to fulfill our desire to enjoy. So this is a very, very beginning how we came in this material world. Like in this verse they say that mental concoctions, everything comes from our desire. In Rig Veda, in one place, it is explained it, like we have three kinds of bodies. We have Karana Deha, we have Sukshma Sharira, and we have Stula Sharira. Karana Deha is our body of causes, and it is created with our desires. It's connected with our desires. Then we have Sukshma Sharira, is our subtle body, is connected with our thoughts. And then we have Stula Sharira, we have this gross material body. So, and in the same way, first a spiritual soul, he wants to enjoy. He just have some basic desire to enjoy. Then this desire to enjoy is situated in the level of Karana Deha. It's just desire. just not formulated as a. Then when it comes to the level of sukshma sharira, it becomes more developed. Like for example, we may have a desire to fly. And in the spiritual world, we have vimanas. We have some aeroplanes. And because of these aeroplanes, we have some basic understanding that we can fly. There is some way to fly. And this desire to fly is it in our mind? We want it. Then it comes to, it's in our karana deha, excuse me. And then it comes to our sukshma sharira, to our mind. And in this mind, we start to make some special shape, like we want to have some special kind of aeroplanes. It must be like this. So we create some form of these aeroplanes. We create some details. And then in the growth level, we start to fulfill this. We start to create it, to make it. So in the same way, all varieties of objects of material world is been provided in this world. So, and then when we already came to this material world, what's going on? We want to enjoy all these objects, and because our desire to enjoy is not according to our nature, it can't bring us full satisfaction. But this material world is like a trap. We are caught up, and we cannot go away, because all our activity, there is this law of karma, fruit of activity. We do something, and we have to get result of our activity. Like for example, if we want to enjoy some nice prasadam, very nice cake, and we work hard, we get some money, we buy this cake, we put it in the temple, we look at this cake, we take one piece, we take it, and second piece, take it, third, fourth, and then this cake is finished. Then we want another one, it's not enough for us. We buy another cake, we take one piece, second, and then at one point we understand that we don't want anymore this cake, but then it may happen that we have some indigestion because of this. We overeat this cake, and we have some very very serious diarrhea, we lose motion and vomiting and everything. We can't do anything. We just lay down and cry pitifully. Just we suffer very much because we overeat that cake. But what happens? It's like a punishment, because we did some sinful activity. We took more than it was necessary for us. But we get some enjoyment of this cake. And this memory of enjoyment came into our mind, to our consciousness. In yoga shastras, as I explained, that our consciousness is called karma vasanam. Karma vasanam is like a field, and in this field we have some nodes of enjoyment, and each and every node of this enjoyment is responsible to some particular kind of enjoyment we can experience in this world. So this when we took this cake, we created some nodes of this enjoyment. So, and this memory about this enjoyment is in our mind. We have also memory about our sufferings, but it goes separately. We cannot separate it. It doesn't contradict each other. So this memory about our enjoyment is there in our mind. So then we go, after some time, so we go on the street and we see some another cake. And what's going on? Association comes from our mind. And this association connects this cake, this enjoyment which we had previously, before. And then everything starts. Without our will, we just like a slaves, we go, we buy this cake, we start to eat it, one piece, second, another, one cake, second cake, and again the same things. And because of this, we follow this desire of sense enjoyment. And what's going on? We again suffer, again some reaction, again we lay down, again we cry pitifully. But what happened? This note of sense enjoyment had grown up. It became
Monstron.
And because it became Monstron, when we third time see this cake, we have almost no hope to resist to take it. This is going on in this material world. And it's like example of one kind of activity which we experience in this world. But there are many, many kind of activities, and we can imagine how many these karma vasanas, so many lifetimes we have been staying in this material world. And we have so many conceptions of enjoyment already there in our consciousness. And what we can do? We are like slaves in this world. We are bound completely by the ropes of this material nature, and we cannot do anything. So, and especially to say that there is one, like we talked about this three kind of bodies, karana desha, then sukshma sharira and stula sharira, and it is said that on each and every level of this bodies, there are different kinds of sound which are connected with this. Rig Veda tells that sound is called chaturvak, chatvarivak. Chatvarivak means that sound originally has four levels. And the first level is para, is transcendental level, is pure spiritual sound. Then second one, which is a little bit more gross, is pashyanti, pashyantivak. Then it's a level which is situated on the it's a sound which is situated on the level of our karana deha, and it is connected with our desires. Then we have madhyama vak. This madhyama vak is connected with our mind. And then we have vaikari vak. Vaikari vak is our gross sound. And usually, what we hear, we hear just these gross sounds. Somebody is speaking, and we can hear it. But behind these gross sounds, there are all these subtle kinds of levels, our desires and our mind. So, what's going on when we hear when somebody speaks about like some advertisement? We hear this advertisement on TV or on radio. So, and somebody starts to speak about some object of material world, and this sound is very contaminating. It's connected to our to object, it's connected with mind of this person who is speaking, and it's connected with his desires. So he speaks about something, and it may be something innocent, but because in his mind he wants to enjoy. He has some object of enjoyment, and because in his desires he wants to enjoy some particular weight, his desires and his conception of enjoyment, they enter into our consciousness and they contaminate our consciousness. So, and in this way, when we hear the material sound, when materialistic people are speaking, it's called Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha is very, very dangerous for our spiritual life. Like, for example, if now we take some rock music, we put it instead of Bhagavatam class, we have here so many great Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas, very sensitive souls. So, and we literally, physically, we can feel that this starts to contaminate our consciousness. We feel physical pain. It will be very, very painful for us to hear this after Bhagavatam class. So, and therefore, it is said that we have to be very careful in what we are listening to, of those. And now everything is very, very much contaminated. And these sounds, this desire, they come into our mind, and this desire, they cause us to want, to desire something material, and because of that we want something material, we fulfill our desire, like we hear some advertisement, and then when we see something, it's like a seeds of desire, they come into our consciousness, our heart, and because of that, when we see some object which is connected with these desires, we go, we follow this desire, we buy it, and we
enjoy it, and then again we suffer, again this karma vasana grows, and this is like a chain. And what is going on? We are completely helpless to give up from this material world, but we have a hope. It is said that the same sound, which is cause of our staying in this material world, and the same desires, which are the cause of our staying in this material world, they can be transmitted, they can be changed if we hear spiritual sound, spiritual vibrations. When some saintly Vaishnava who has no material desire comes in this material world and he starts to speak about Krishna, what's going on? He has only desire to serve Krishna. In his mind, man manabhava man bhakto, man madhyajri man namaskaro, mama vashisa satyam te pratijane prayasime. His mind is, he wants to think about Krishna. And his words, he also speaks only about Krishna. On all levels, he speaks about Krishna. So, and he approaches this suffering living entity, and he sees his suffering. He thinks, such a fool, such a... He has so many desires. He has such a heritage. He has relationships with God. He can get so much enjoyment in devotional service. He thinks that this way because he himself, he is very happy by serving Krishna. He has this enjoyment. He feels this ecstasy of serving Krishna, and he sees suffering of this living entity, and he wants to help him to give up of the suffering. And he starts to speak about Krishna, about spiritual world, about spiritual reality. So, and but for this living entity, it may be very painful. Because what Vaishnava does speak about? He speaks that he give up this enjoying mentality. Don't enjoy this material world. Just serve Krishna. And it's very painful. It's a medicine, it's a knowledge, it's a spiritual knowledge. It's chit shakti. It's real knowledge. But for just this much knowledge, it's not enough. Because when we hear this knowledge, for us it's very painful to accept this knowledge. It's like for us, we want to give him some medicine, some bitter medicine. And we put this medicine into his mouth, and he just take it and he chews and just he spit out. He cannot take it because it's bitter. He doesn't like it. So, and this, in the same way, when we speak about spiritual knowledge, when we give this knowledge that we have to give up and enjoy the mentality of the souls, it's difficult for them to accept it. But what intelligent man does, if he wants to give this medicine to this S, he takes some carrot. He makes a hole in the carrot and he puts this medicine into this hole and he puts this carrot in the mouth of this S, and he takes carrot along with medicine, and that's all. It's done. He got it. So in the same way, when sadhu speaks, he not only gives this knowledge, but his voice, his desire, His very behavior, his very form, his very attitude is that he has this no, his ananda shakti in his voice. This bliss which he is experiencing in relationship with Krishna, and he's giving this bliss. And when we hear sadhu, he speaks give up sense enjoyment, but he speaks it in such a way, in such a love, in such a compassion, and we feel that he's happy. But we are not happy. We are suffering in this world. And in this way, we see, maybe I should just try. Maybe he's right. Maybe this is a solution of my problems. And in this way, we may follow his instructions. And he tells us that, okay, try to serve Krishna. Try to offer something to Krishna. Patram pushpam palam toyam vime bhaktya prayachhasi. And we take, usually before that we would cook something for us, for our enjoyment. We just cook it, and then as soon as possible we just take it, and in such a rajaguna, in such a passion. But then before before it. We don't taste it. We just make it for Krishna. Then we put it on the altar. We chant some mantras, which we are taught by our spiritual master, by Vaishnava. And then we offer it to Krishna. We just make an experiment. Like one devotee, Chaitanya Chanda Prabhu, he explains his first experience in Krishna consciousness. He's a Russian devotee. He's one of the very first Russian devotees in our movement in Russia. So, and one devotee taught him how to offer prasadam. And he put it into the altar. He chanted some mantras. And it was something, he cooked himself, he didn't know how to cook, he burned everything, it was like something very pleasant. Just from a material point of view, he would never get any enjoyment from this. But he put it on the altar, he offered it to Krishna, and then he started to take it. And he just fell down in such ecstasy. He was feeling such a bliss, which he never experienced before. He was thinking, whoa, wow. What's going on? In the same way, when we follow instruction of sadhu, when we do something for Krishna, we get such a taste because of that. And because of this taste, we may think, okay, it's such a nice thing. I want to do more. I want to do more of this. I want to get some more of this taste. I want to do more for Krishna. So, and like it said, Bhakti Parishana Bhava Viraktir Anyatra Chashat Rikaeka Kalaha. Bhakti Parishana Bhava, direct experience of God, of Krishna Para Isha, and Virakti, this renunciation from all material things, are coming simultaneously, like one is taking food. So, in the same way, we taste a little bit of devotional service. Because of that, we got some taste. And we want to do more for Krishna. So, in the same way, these words of Vaishnava, this pure spiritual sound, is very powerful. It is said that on the gross level, when these words are spoken by Vaishnava, they have such a great power that they can change consciousness, even very degraded souls. Just one word may be enough. One word, because they have such a power, because it is pure sound. It's not just gross sound. They have pure desires and they have pure mind. So, like Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving his classes in 22nd Avenue, and it was Bhagavad Gita classes, and so many, it was hippie were coming to this place, and sometimes it was late at night, and outside, life was going on, usual American life, degraded American life, and so many drunkards were there. And sometimes the drunkards, they were just falling down and sleeping in their ecstasy before doors of 22nd Avenue, this shop, Mamashri's gift shop. And then when Srila Prabhupada saw it, he told devotees, just take this drunkard and bring him into room and put him so that he would lay down in the room. And devotee told, but why, Srila Prabhupada? What is the reason? He cannot understand anything you're speaking about. Why we should bring him here? But Srila Prabhupada, he told, no, soul will understand. Soul will hear the spiritual sound. And also, when first Russian devotees, they went to Mayapur, it was after Krishna consciousness was permitted, was became legal in 1988, I think. First group of Russian devotees, they went to Mayapur, and they didn't know anything, they didn't know Hindi, they didn't know English, because at that time, no many people studied English. So, and so many activity was going on in Mayapur. It's a Gauru Purnima festival. I can imagine so many classes, so many lectures was going on. And sometimes these classes are in Hindi, sometimes in English. And it was no translation. Maybe only few devotees knew English, could understand. So, and devotees, they just didn't go to classes. Because what is the reason? Why we should go to classes if we don't understand anything? And when spiritual masters, when gurus saw what's going on, they thought, no, you should go and you should just sit and hear, because it's a spiritual sound, spiritual vibration. It will purify your consciousness. It's very important. So in the same way, the word of Vaishnavas, who has no material desire, who are pure in heart, they can change hearts of these living entities. So, and in the same way, we have to look for association of those Vaishnavas. Like Lord Kapila Deva, he tells, Satam prasangam mama viryasam vidho, bhavanti hrit karna rasayana khatha, tajoshina shash, apavarga vartmani, shathara tir bhaktir anukramishyati. Satam prasangam. Satam, we have to find such a sat. Sat means devotee. Sat means one who is living by sat, but by real reality, real things. Like in this world, this verse, Sri Prabhupada tells that everything which we experience in this world is like mental concoctions, because it has no permanent result. We are sleeping, it's like a deep sleep. Soul is sleeping, but sadhus are those who are awake. They don't sleep. Their soul is awakened. They're serving Krishna. They're doing real things. So, satam prasangam. Sangha means association. But in this verse, it is said prasangam. Prakrishna rupena sangha. Means real sangha, very close association. We have to look for association. We have to beg for this association. If you found such a sadhu, who has pure heart, pure desires, who speaks about Krishna, we have to beg for his mercy. We have to arrange every sin so that he could speak about Krishna. Because when we hear about Krishna from him, his desires will come into our heart. Desire to serve Krishna. And his mind, his thoughts will come into our mind. And this will purify our heart. So, Satam Prasangam, Mama Virya Sam Vido, Bhavanti Hrit Karna Rasayana Katha. Virya. This is one of the meaning of this word is bija. Bija means like we have banyan tree. It's very, very small seed. But when we put it into soil and when we water it, it starts to sprout in such a great, such a big trees. In the same way, it may happen something innocent, words of Vaishnavas. But when they enter into our heart, it's like a seed. And this seed will grow up. Pravishtah karna randhena svanam bhava saroruham tonochi shamlam krishnah salilasyadha asharat. It comes into our pravishtah karna randhena, into our ears, and then into our heart, and then tonochi shamlam krishnah salilasyadha asharat. Krishna cleans everything, all dirty things in our heart, just because of this sound vibration of pure Vaishnavas. So, and therefore, it is Shathara Ksira Bhaktirana, Tajoshana Shasha Apavargavartmani. Apavargavartmani, we are going towards Apavarga, liberation. We are becomes liberated from all this material consumption. Like we told about this karma vasanas, which is going on in our consciousness. All past, all desire which are created by our past enjoyment in this world. So, but consciousness of pure devotee has no this karma vasanas. He has only one karma, one vasana. It's actually not karma vasana, it's Krishna vasana. One vasana, one desire to serve Krishna. So, and when we hear from him, this desire to serve Krishna starts to enter into our heart. And more we hear about Krishna, the more it starts to grow. And it grows, and it push away all this karma vasanas, previous karma vasanas. And in our heart situated only one desire, to serve Krishna. And this is the very meaning, the very purpose of all process of devotional service, to develop this only desire to serve Krishna. We have to become, we have said, Mekabuthir, Akeha Kurunandana. We have to have only one desire. And in this way, when we have only one desire, when we leave this material world, we go back to Godhead, back to Krishna. And in the spiritual world, we get these real things. So, when we see this Vaishnava, when we see these pure souls, we have to arrange everything so that he could speak about Krishna. We have to put him in Visasana. We have to feed him. We have to do everything, just by any means, to make him speak about Krishna. So, and especially when we want to have more effect of his words, when we have to get some more close connection with him, we have to serve such a Vaishnavas. Like Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvithi Pranipatina, Pari Prashnena Savaya, Padakshanti Tegyanam. Yanina Statvadarshana. Tadviti Pranipatina. We come to understand our pitiful position, our helpless position, that we can't do anything by our hope, our own. We are dependent from the mercy, that we need mercy of Vaishnavas. Tadviti Pranipatina. Pranipat. Nipat means to bow down. And pra means, again, prakrishta rupena. Without any hesitation, completely, like fall down like a stick before Vaishnava. And then Panipatna Pariprashnena, we have to ask him, who am I, Kiyame, Kiyamaya, Jarata Patraya, like Sanatana Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, who am I? And what is my destination? And why am I suffering from the threefold miseries of this material world? And then Sevaya, we have to serve him. And by serving Vaishnavas, we are creating more close connection. It's like a bridge between our heart and his heart. And when we created this bridge, this connection, his qualities, his desire will go to our heart. And it will be situated in our heart. So in this way, we can give up all this mental concoction. When we get association of Vaishnavas, when we hear from them, it starts, we get this opportunity. First time out of many, many lifetimes of the sleeping condition to become awake to real life, to spiritual life, to reconnect our forgotten relationships with Krishna, our dear friend. Krishna. So, we'll stop now. Maybe you have some questions or corrections. I'm very fortunate that I'm able to stay in this Shishirada Gopinatha Mandir. It's such a great association. So many great Vaishnavas, so many great souls. So and I just want to thank you for all Vaishnavas that they allowed me to stay in this temple to be somehow in the association of Vaishnavas. So thank you. We'll stop now. Rantrashan Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Srirad Gopinatha ki jai. Shri Shri Tai Guru Chandra ki jai. Shri Gopal ji ki jai.